Testing. Well, hello and welcome to our pre-show. This is for Wednesday, and this will be another encore show. We do two encores a week. Sometimes we spread them out on Tuesday and Thursday. Sometimes it's Tuesday and Wednesday. This is an encore show because we have the marathon coming up. There's an awful lot of work that goes into that. And I'll let you, the BSPs, know this for the first time. This weekend's Ted's of Beverly Hills Marathon is going to be free to all. This will be the very first time that we've ever offered a marathon for free, and we do it for a number of reasons. I'm sure many of you who are in business understand the need for, well, promotional and marketing efforts, as well as another piece of news that I'm not going to break to you just yet because we don't quite have things nailed down there, but don't tell me this motherfucking... Oh, did you print all three off? Wow, I'm shocked. This printer is so goddamn slow. Oh, cool. This printer is so motherfucking slow, I can't believe that it printed all this stuff off. What the fuck is this, man? Who I didn't sign off on this. What is this? Far out, man. Blue Chew, huh? What the fuck is this? Fuck it, I'll do it. I don't remember signing off, but I'll do it. It's for like a Viagra Cialis substitute. Okay, where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? All right. Anyway, it'll be a fantastic thing, man, but that's why we're doing this. Today we have a really groovy thing, I think. Let me see. It's Dr. Tarner on to talk about the discovery of a new Earth-like planet beyond our solar system, but he can't get past Stephen Hawking winning a joke contest he was entered in. And Jay Santos comments on a run-in Phil had with local police. What run-in did I have with police? That's going to be really interesting to find out what this was. This is from 2015. This show is from July 24th, 2015. July 24th, 2015. I'm trying to think now what... I'll listen to it, although I don't have time to sit here right now because I'm doing 9 million other things. Let's see. I was with Lauren in the summer of 2015. What the fuck were we doing, man? In July. I mean, I remember we're looking at fucking fireworks and shit. But that's just one part of July. What the hell else do we do? I don't know. None of your business. What else? I'm kidding. I'm joking. Well, it isn't any of your business, but I'm sure you understand. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's going to be groovy as shit. Where's the fucking schedule on this motherfucking piece of shit? But I'm just very happy and... No. Blue Chew. Jesus Christ. Look at it. Hey, do you like to fuck? Let me just say it. You like to fuck? This is what you need. You need Blue Chew, okay? Some of us can afford Viagra. Some of us can afford Cialis. Some guys claim they don't need either. Bullshit. Even the young guys. Public streaming podcast, Blue Chew. Oh, I have to do Blue Chew one time. So, okay, Ruby. So let's talk about this. Because I don't remember signing off on this, man. And I don't know how many of my guys are going to want to hear this, but, I'll be very upfront and forthright. Hey, give it a shot, motherfucker. Get Blue Chew. Quit being a limp dick motherfucker in the bedroom. You know what I'm talking about. There's nothing like dropping some Cialis or Viagra and going, you know, I'm going to be fine tonight, man, because, you know, I'm older, and so the testosterone thing doesn't quite groove. But if you've got that else, you know, it pushes that testosterone, man. It gets everything groovy, right? So you're, like, totally confident. Then if the night is right, you know her really well, and she's a beautiful chick, and she's willing, then there you are, man, stud of the year, as she lays there and says, "Oh, Eddie... you know, come on back to bed, honey." "Not now, baby. You know, I'm looking at I got a little bit of a pimple here I want to pop." You know, whatever. So, look at that. Village of the Damned. Great movie. Scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. Village of the Damned. You know, with the little kids that had the eyes that went, ooh. That movie scared me to death. The idea that other kids would have power over adults frightened me. And the fact they had these eyes, and they were really good-looking little blonde kids, and the whole thing... I guess probably even at that age, I suspected an Aryan takeover of the planet, which, you know, I don't know what I was worried about, because that wasn't going to happen. It already fought World War goddamn II. What the hell is this? Okay, great. Perfect. everything's coming up roses, man. Everything's perfect. Everything's good. What else? Yeah, the marathon's going to be free. I will not announce that until the link, till we have the link. And when we have the link, we'll put the link up. We will post the fuck out of the link all over the place. And it will be a link to a page on our website, which I particularly like. So you won't be going to Ustream. I'm not going to send you to YouTube. You'll be coming to the Phil Hendry Show website and accessing that one particular link. That new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it looks great. It's got a fucking rave review today, I think in Variety or one of the other magazines. Al Pacino plays an agent. Al Pacino, I think, is hitting the ball out of the park now with some of these roles he takes. You know, back in the day when he was yelling and screaming at everybody, he was either a mafia guy or he was robbing a bank or he was a cop. But in recent years, he's taken these parts where he's Phil Spector. You know, he's taken quirky, weird-ass parts. And he's also the fucking hairdo in the Spector movie. Even with Dick Tracy, that big boy Caprice, Christ, was that a great character. I think that's one of the best goddamn pieces of acting I've ever seen him do. I'm dead serious. And I love Al Pacino. I mean, he goes back to my youth. There were three biggies. Actually, maybe four, but there were three. There was De Niro, there was Nicholson, and there was Pacino. Those were the three guys in the 70s that you had to go see every one of their fucking movies. There might have been one more. Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, that's pretty much the quadrant right there. Those four guys defined great acting in the 70s. And every one of their movies just about was good. I mean, I don't know. Hoffman, you know, Nicholson started doing some weird shit with. I went and saw it. The Passenger, Michelangelo Antonioni's movie that was made in Greece or Italy. I thought it was pretty good. You know, it was photographed interestingly and all that. I'm kind of an egghead when it comes to that shit. And you know, Pacino. I don't know what Bobby Deerfield was that. I don't know about that. But the rest of the really good blockbuster shit was fantastic. And De Niro. If he did a stiff or not, I wouldn't call it a stiff. He did that shit in the early 80s, whatever the fuck that thing was. Did he do Frankie and Johnny? Was that Al Pacino? Anyway, Pacino, when he does these, when he plays these Hollywood guys, it's a fucking riot. I can't wait to see him in this thing. He plays Leonardo DiCaprio's agent. Leonardo DiCaprio is an actor. B-list actor who's getting some parts in television. He's an action star. He does TV westerns. And Brad Pitt is his stunt double. So Brad Pitt lives in a trailer near a drive-in movie somewhere on the fringes of Hollywood with a fucking pit bull. I got something like itching my face. And the two of them are kind of, you know, friends, I guess, or they are travel companions. Now, DiCaprio's character lives right next door to Sharon Tate. So he can't be that. He must be pretty successful. I mean, I don't know how much the houses were. He probably was renting it, but nonetheless, he lives next door to Sharon Tate. So I don't know how the movie proceeds from there. I don't know what plot line it follows and how they work the Manson murders into the lives of these two men. But, you know, it's Tarantino, man. That he was always able to do that. And he says this is next to his last movie. Say what you will about the guy. Goddamn great movie. I love his fucking movies. I love his goddamn movies. From the minute I laid eyes on that fucking Pulp Fiction, then I went back and looked at Reservoir Dogs. I didn't know he'd done Reservoir Dogs. I said, this guy is fucking phenomenal. Now I got one of my favorite actors in the world, Al Pacino. Brad Pitt is right up there as far as I'm concerned. DiCaprio, No, I shouldn't say that. But, Leonardo DiCaprio is always seems to be playing the same guy. I hate this. I shouldn't say that. It's a terrible thing to say. All right, we ready? We are going to do it to it, so baby, get to it. Now, wait a minute, because I want to do a thing here, man. I want to get this motherfucker set to go, bitch. I want to get this thing set to go, bitch. What do you think's going on, bitch?
Well, I don't know. Just,
okay, bitch. God damn. Always trying to fuck with me and everything, bitch. There we are. Okay, are we ready to rocket? Rocket? That's not Rocket. What movie is that from? Okay. That's not Rocket.